with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Conflict intensifies along the Israeli-Lebanese border as Hezbollah continues firing rockets into southern Israel and Israel targets airstrikes against Hezbollah. Correspondent Joe Fetterman reports civilians in some areas of Lebanon have been warned by Israel to leave.
Israel has now begun using a tactic that we've seen in Gaza. It has issued evacuation orders to villages in Lebanon where it plans on striking. Israel says it has struck hundreds of targets and inflicted heavy damage on Hezbollah. But scores of people have been killed, and thousands of people are now being forced to evacuate their homes with no knowledge of when they'll be able to return.
The health ministry said the strikes killed 492 people, including 35 children and 58 women, and wounded 1,645 people. There's been a new and final offer by Boeing to its striking workers. Correspondent Jackie Quinn reports.
Boeing is offering higher pay to striking workers, but insisting they get back on the job quickly. Boeing has rolled out what it calls its best and final offer to get more than 30,000 striking machinist workers who assemble aircraft back to work. Those on the picket line in Washington State expressed their desire last week to end the nearly two-week-old walkout.
We all want to get back to work, and we all want to be that Boeing family that we always have been.
Boeing says the new offer is contingent on union members ratifying the contract by Friday night. I'm Jackie Quinn.
A good day on Wall Street with the Dow up by 61 points. The NASDAQ rose 25. The S&P advanced 16. Oil down to $70.52 a barrel. This is SRN News. Over the weekend, about 6,000 fans of the Christian television series The Chosen traveled from all over the nation to Orlando, Florida to meet with the cast and crew of the crowd-funded series. The event featured workshops, speeches, and previews of the upcoming season. Executive producer Ryan Swanson tells SRN News, Chosen Con 2024 was a chance to give something back to the show's loyal audience.
This week is a celebration of the fans because we can't do without them, much more so than other shows that might say, we're out here for the fans or, you know, an event like this. We are in a symbiotic relationship with our fans where they allow us to continue doing what we're doing. Any opportunity we can to share with an audience what the Bible makes us feel is something that we'll seize on, and that's where we've dedicated our lives as filmmakers to.
Tomorrow we'll hear from actual fans with their on-site reactions to the Chosen Con 2024. SRN News. It's a shame what happened to all those shiny new cars and trucks on a dealership lot in Auburn, Maine.
Police say a man damaged 75 vehicles by striking them with a heavy backpack, smashing windows and denting hoods before officers arrived to make an arrest. The preliminary investigation puts the damage at up to $90,000. Most of the vehicles suffered damaged windshields. There's been no word on the man's motive. The 25-year-old from Auburn has been charged with aggravated criminal mischief. Rich Thomason reporting.
The Federal Reserve gave home shoppers what they hoped for this week, a big rate cut and a signal of more cuts to come. Even so, aspiring home buyers and homeowners eager to refinance should temper their expectations of a big drop in mortgage rates from here. That's because mortgage rates already fell in anticipation of the Fed's action. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.